This is Tanika Chambers, the author of Single, Ready, and Waiting, Your Guide to Courtship. We're here for day three of 21 days of positioning and renewing the mind for kingdom single living. We're looking at the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Have you ever been guilty of thinking of yourself more highly than you ought to? Well, I think if we're really honest with ourselves, that there is some time in our life that we probably did, either on the job, at work, wherever it could be. We took on that position and thought we were better than someone else because we got the promotion, or because we know more than someone else. We think, we begin to think more highly of ourselves, things like that. Well, this is what this verse is talking about, and God really wants us to be very careful that we do not fall into the place of high-mindedness. Now, even Paul, when he opened up in that verse, it says, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you. So right there, we can see that even the Apostle Paul, he recognized that the power, the position that he had, did not come from himself, but it came from God. No matter what position you might be in right now, on the job, at church, wherever, God does not want you to think yourself more highly than you ought to. He wants you to remember Him and to continue to depend on Him. You know, we're living in a world right now where it's a lot about the self, finding the power from within and things like that. Basically taking, our eyes off and dependence on God and more on ourself, right? And then we become the CEO of our destiny, you know, that kind of thing. God says He knows the way that we take. God says that our steps are ordered by the Lord. So there is, yes, we do have some kind of control, but God ultimately has the complete control over our purpose and our destiny. It is for us to make wise choices to then follow it. But yes, we are living in a time where people are taking the glory for themselves and thinking themselves more highly than they ought to think. So there is a way that God would want us to think, and it's definitely not being prideful, okay? He wants us to stay humble, okay? And that's what that verse is all about, humility. I remember the Grace Thrillers, they wrote a song and it said, if I am too high, bring me down. When I heard that song, I said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, if I am too high, bring me down. I came across a quote that said, to himself, every man is in a sense the most important person in the world, and it always needs much grace to see what other people are and to keep a sense of moral proportion. I thought that was quite interesting. You know, do you look down on others and think highly of yourself because you possess something that another doesn't? Do you know that you can do this actually to yourself, singles? Okay, what do I mean by that? Well, if you are thinking about marriage, okay, and making it more highly than being single, guess what you're doing? You can be thinking of marriage more highly than you ought to think, because there is a gift in singleness as well that He wants you to know right now. And so if you idolize marriage over being single, you place that marriage on a pedestal and it can become an idol because you constantly focus. It becomes as if you begin to worship the whole idea of marriage, and you're just so focused, your mind is so focused on marriage, and not in the season that you're in right now. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you cannot prepare for marriage and not desire marriage, but when you begin to look at marriage so much greater than being single, that's when it becomes a problem, an idol. okay? It's just like money. There's a difference between just having money and then you worshiping money. Like, it's your all, your identity is tied to money. It's the same thing. Your identity is tied to being married. That is an idol. And we have to be careful that we do not set up these kind of idols in our life. When God graced me with the Rhema word, this is the best time to be single, I believe that within that word, God was tearing down some idols. Yes, he was. I believe he was tearing down some idols that many singles have, okay? Even within the body of Christ, I believe that we've done a disservice to ourselves when we celebrate marriage more than celebrating singleness, okay? When both are graced by the will of God. Single saints, God is going to do some great things in and through you this year. Do you believe that? And when he does, let's just remember to stay humble and do not think ourselves more highly than we ought to think. And let us not make an idol of something we don't yet have. So get rid of the marriage idol, tear it down, okay? And start to embrace where you are right now being single. And then when you get married, awesome, all right? But let's not live with any idols whatsoever, because God is a jealous God. Amen? God wants to bring someone in your life that will not take you away from him, because God is a jealous God. He doesn't even want you to make this man or this woman he's going to bring into your life an idol either. So let's just remember that. Let's go a little deeper. You know, some singles could actually be still single because of that one verse that we just read, Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Could it be that you have been thinking yourself more highly than you ought to? What I mean by that is, no one is ever good enough for you. He's saved, but he doesn't worship like me. Or he or she is saved, but he doesn't quote the scriptures or study the word as much as I do. We better be careful that we do not think too highly of ourselves. I remember a scenario where a woman was sharing how she met her husband, and I thought, you know what, let me share this on day 3. It is definitely worth repeating. And she was a Christian when a non-Christian man approached her on the train. And she thought he was cute and all that, but her focus was pleasing God. So she invited him to church. After he got saved, he did grow a bit in the Lord. And then they got married. Do you know that this same man went on to becoming the youth president at his church? Yes, he's a preacher on fire for God. So you never know what God can do with someone that we feel is not at the same spiritual place as us. In the Word of God, the only requirement is that the man or woman be in the Lord, equally yoked, right? That is to marry someone who is a Christian. And everything else is basically what God has graced you to handle. For instance, you may not have the grace to be with someone who has children. Maybe that's your preference, right? So we may have our own personal preferences, but we must keep in mind, if God is in it, he will give us the grace to handle whomever he sends our way. Talking about grace, on page 105 of my book, Single, Ready, and Waiting, I introduced a good friend that I believe every single person should have. Let me read a little bit. Grace is a very kind and forgiving friend. There are many times when we make certain poor decisions or commit some really bad actions that are deserving of punishment and perhaps even being cut off. Yet grace stands in the gap by giving us a second and even a third chance to do or make things right. Do you know that one friend you can always count on? Well, this is grace. She always sees our potential and won't be too quick to write us off. Do you have a list that details the kind of person you would like to have as your mate? If so, grace may ask you to be more accommodating, forgiving, or accepting of a certain individual who could be your perfect match. I was not interested in marrying a man who was divorced and Robert was not interested in marrying a non-virgin. However, God had other plans. Had it not been for SRW signal number 7, which is following the leading of the Holy Spirit, and grace, we probably would have never given each other a fair chance. So I end it there for today. Don't think yourself too highly. Don't make marriage an idol. And leave room for grace, because that special man that may come into your life may need it. And guess what? You might need it too. God bless you, and stay tuned for day 4.